This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of flights canceled over the Memorial Day weekend, stranding lots and lots of people, some scurrying still on Tuesday to get on flights. Also over the weekend in Uvalde, the deaths from the massacre that happened last week, this sad, sad tale of too many young children, 10 years old, losing their lives inside of their elementary school just days before they were supposed to be let out for summer vacation. They started the wakes and funerals for those children and still want answers as to why the response time wasn't much quicker than 40-plus minutes while there were kids in the classroom with the gunman calling 911 and asking for help. A big box office opener on the lighter side, so to speak, Top Gun Maverick, after decades, really cruises as far as the movie opening is concerned. I think people wanted something to feel good about, and this was the movie to feel good about. The EU banned Russian oil as the squeeze gets just a little bit tighter around Russia's proverbial neck. Will it matter? Maybe. It's now been months and months since February has come and gone, and Russia invaded Ukraine as they try to take over the eastern Donbas region. Lots and lots of fighting between Ukraine and Russia in that particular area. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this version of the show. And we start with Uvalde and the fact that, you know, what is happening there, because so many of you have asked me and you're talking about it. I say that this show is about the virtual water cooler buzz. What is it that you're talking about? Whether you live in a small, rural, wonderful town or a big city or a suburb, wherever you live, it doesn't matter. But people are talking about the tiny caskets, the town burying those kids, the grief, looking at it, hearing all the stories about it, then the catastrophic mistakes made by police, and what does that mean, and could more people have recovered, and what ultimately should have happened there that didn't happen there, and what is the Justice Department going to come up with as they launched their investigation. Then we have, as that's happening, the grief over that. We do have something that would affect some people, I would think, in our audience. Organic strawberries are the likely cause of this hepatitis A outbreak, not just in the United States, by the way, but in Canada, too. It is, it's consumers, restaurants, retailers. They could have had these strawberries. These are the organic strawberries branded as Fresh Campo or HEB. If you pick them up between March 5th and April 25th, you know, you go get a bag of it, throw it in the freezer, whatever. I mean, this is fruit that was sold nationwide in some very popular grocery chains. The Aldi's, the Safeways, the Trader Joe's, the Walmart's, all of that. I mean, hepatitis A is something you do not want to get. There have been at least 17 cases reported, 15 of them in California. And then 12 people at least at this point have been hospitalized with this virus that is a horrible, horrible thing, and sometimes very tough to come back from because it can cause liver failure and death. And it happens, especially depending on the age of the person. So they're investigating the infected strawberries and as to what other products could have been included, because who knows, there's lots of different things that this could have been included in, and produce can become contaminated with Hep A if it's handled by someone infected who has not washed their hands properly. That's always a big thing. Washing food in dirty water also leads to that kind of infection. When I lived in California, I knew a family that had one of the biggest, in Santa Maria, California, one of the biggest strawberry fields, and they were very, very careful, or tried to be very careful about how the strawberries were handled because of concerns over what could happen between the strawberry picking and cleaning and shipping it off to the various locations of, you know, where it was supposed to end up. So for some, this is worrisome, and obviously if you've got them, get rid of them if it's not too late. And hopefully it isn't too late for anybody listening to this show anyway, as far as that's concerned. There is conversation about Hurricane Agatha, which is why I'll bring it up briefly. It was downgraded to a tropical storm late Monday. It did make landfall in southern Mexico, Cat 2. So that's 70 miles an hour. That's the wind gusts. Some of them were that high. And it hit just west of Puerto Angel, or Angel, some would say, but it's Angel. It was 105 miles when it hit there. So hurricane warnings were discontinued, but tropical storm warnings were in place for Puerto Escondido and some other spots that are pretty popular for Americans and others to go and visit. Heavy rain, but not expected to affect the United States because it's supposed to dissipate, and it looks like it's doing that right now. I just looked at a weather map just a short while ago. So there's the good news there, that it is dissipating. I'm going to mention this because at one point I realized that I've interviewed this coroner. His name is Jeff Gladney, and he went to TCU, and I, of course, was in Dallas, and he was a cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals. Sadly, he died in a car crash on Monday morning in Dallas. He was among two people who died in that crash. Happened, you know, early in the morning, like around 2:30 or so. But the NFL is reacting, and people who knew Gladney are reacting to his death. He had a big career, I think, in front of him. He played at TCU. I mentioned that the Vikings drafted him as a first round pick in 2020. They released him in front of the 2021 season. And he ended up with the Cardinals. They had signed him to a two-year contract in March of 2022. So he had been training with the team during their NFL's organized team practices. And, boy, really, really sad to hear that story because he had, well, from what I understand, he had really gotten his life together, and there was a lot of upsides for what could happen with his career. And it was one of those kind of weekends, some strange things happening, like the Mona Lisa. There was a man who acted as if he was wheelchair bound, and he threw cake at the Mona Lisa. Some people were thinking, wow, how damaged is it? But there is actually glass in front of the Mona Lisa, and you can't get too close, and now they'll probably make it so you can't even get that close to it. What a quirky, strange thing to happen. All right, coming up next, a conversation with author Beryl Witten. Hang with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Tour. Beryl, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What drove you to write this book? What made you write this book?
God told me to write it.
And when you got that call and you just answered the bell and started writing and it just poured into you?
Actually, you said it just like it happened. When I heard the voice inside of my head, the voice said, get up and write your book. Well, I got a legal pad and some pens, and I sat and sort of waited for it to happen, and it seemed like a voice just went off in my head with dictation. So I wrote down what I heard.
And when you started writing, what did you hear? Tell us about the book.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you about the book. Let me tell you how I got started. Actually, I was a Bible teacher. I was teaching Bible classes, and we had a special group. There were five of us, and we agreed that we wanted to know God. We wanted to know a God that was not mean and judgeful. We had church backgrounds, and we knew the God that was mean and judgeful. As it were, we studied a book called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, and we discovered how the shepherd just loves the sheep. We knew that God referred to us as sheep. So we decided that we wanted to know God, and in that foundation, I believe that that's where it came from, because I just wanted to know God.
What do you think it is that people have trouble with, that they have trouble believing or even understanding better? What do you think it is?
I think the fact that they have been taught that God is mean and fearful, and that makes them afraid of God. They have been taught that God is way off somewhere. Moreover, that they have to measure up to some standards. The standards are documented. Of course, you know that. And because you can't away from knowing God.
Hmm. What specifically do you like about the book? What's your favorite part of this book? I know you're going to say the whole thing, but there's got to be one place.
Well, I think the one thing that I like so much about the book is that right in the middle, inside of God, I was standing there thinking something, and that moved me into a place that was a theater. Actually, it was a real big theater, resplendent with people. There was an orchestra, and you could hear the music, and the people were, I learned later, that the people were everybody that I didn't know, and then there were people there that already knew me, people that saw me and didn't identify me. So as I began, I was in this theater, and I was on the stage. I saw all of these people, and when I looked at the people, there were row and rows of people that I did not meet yet. Those people came up on the stage. When I looked at them, they got out of their chairs. They began to scurry around. They came up on the stage, and they walked right through the stage to the back of the stage, and they walked out into the future. Those people were going out into the future so they could be there when I got there so that I could meet them. And, Kate, you were in that bunch of people because you were somebody that I didn't know, and now I know you.
Wow. Ooh, that is wild. And And other people have talked about similar stories, different from the specifics of your story, but similar stories. So you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're a believer and you know this mm-hmm. is absolutely true.
Yes.
When people... go ahead.
No, you go.
When people pick up your book, Places in God, An Intimate Guided Tour, and we're speaking with Beryl Witten, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
I hope that they will marinate in the essence of the book, because this book will penetrate their spirits and break down the old ideas that they have about a vengeful, jealous God.
And you think that's what lots of people think? They have the portrait in their mind of what they were maybe taught as a child?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, like whatever you learn when you're first in church or whatnot, a lot of times that sticks with you. And I think people think in pictures and they want to know. I want proof kind of thing.
I remember when I was a little girl, I went to church. I was 3 and 4, and I had to sit with my grandmother and the lady that sat in between these two little old ladies. And if I would wiggle, Miss Kirsten would give me a cough drop. And I sat there, and I would wiggle, and she would give me the cough drop every Sunday. But in that church, I knew that there was a God up in heaven, and he was seated in a great big chair. I could see this great wheel in front of him, and he would turn this wheel and make it rain, and he would push buttons and make my mother yell at me. There were all kinds of things that, as a child, in my imagination, sitting there listening to them talk about God, I had me a God sitting up in heaven just waiting, waiting for me to do something.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful, because you had a great, great picture in your mind. The book, again, is called Places in God, An Intimate Guided Tour, Beryl Witten. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome, and thanks so much for having me.
All right, we have an abbreviated sort of man cave, because I had a lot of you ask me about what happened in this series and what's going on the ice. On the ice! Somebody wanted to know about hockey. What happened with the Rangers? So Game 7, the New York Rangers win the series 4-3. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes 6-2. It just was score after score after score. They started off in the first period and got off to a 2-0 lead. Added another goal in the second period, so you get it. The third period, they're already up 4-0 before finally Carolina scores, but they just didn't have enough oomph to get over the hump. And good for the Rangers that they find themselves there, because you have playoff hockey. Yes, playoff hockey. I've actually mentioned it here on these airwaves because too many of you have asked me about it, right? So that's what happens. So now what goes on? Now it's the New York Rangers versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. That should be pretty interesting on Wednesday that starts. And then they've got a game on Friday. Those two are in New York. And then they switch to my neck of the woods, Tampa, St. Pete area on Sunday. And that's, of course, the Eastern Conference showdown. In the West, Colorado Avalanche and the Oilers. And that starts on Tuesday. The puck drops there. So they're down to the nitty-gritty. Just a handful of teams left. They're trying to hoist Lord Stanley. How about in the NBA? In the NBA, same thing. It's just a handful of teams that are left. Two of them, actually, so even smaller. It's the Warriors, and they've been picked as the favorites over the Celts, so it's Boston and Golden State. The Warriors entered the season actually 10-1 to win the championship if you were to go to a sports book in Las Vegas. And they knocked off the Mavericks easily in five games, so they're at their sixth NBA Finals in the past 8 years, which is crazy. To show you how rare that is, that's only happened by a couple of other franchises. The Bulls, the Lakers, the Celtics, right? So how about that? Boston was a 50-1 long shot in the preseason, right? So that's a pretty big long shot, but they got it together. They had a rhythm throughout the season. So those two teams will square off. That should be pretty, I think that should be a pretty interesting series to watch and see what Boston defensively will put up and what they'll do around the rim to stop Steph Curry and all the various weapons when Golden State finds their rhythm, especially if they start raining threes. Boy, they have been incredibly effective in that department. And in the meantime, Major League Baseball just continues plowing through what still feels like early season. It kicked off. Opening day was in April, and here we are going through the Memorial Day weekend. Pretty soon, before you know it, we'll be at the All-Star break. And I think it's too early. You can see who the superior teams are, like the Dodgers, but and the Brewers. They have 31 wins, and the Dodgers have 35 wins. I'm just picking teams out of thin air that I've been watching highlights of and stuff. Astros and some of the usual suspects, but it's too early to make any of those kinds of predictions. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of people with the military backgrounds to round out our Memorial Day weekend coverage.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas gas prices. Detroit's mayor is denying claims being leveled against him. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it's nonsense he would have knowingly outed the identity of a confidential FBI informant for a federal corruption investigation. Dugan said in a press conference he did not know a confidential source was involved in the no-bid towing case. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court wants to find the leak. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is putting gun control front and center. It will consider 8 pieces of gun control legislation that will be packaged together as the Protecting Our Kids Act. It will move to the House floor for a vote next week. That move comes as President Biden told reporters Tuesday he plans to meet with Congress. His staff mentioned executive action. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Quite possibly, this might be the best title of a book. Europe on a G-String for Summer Lovers Everywhere. L.A. Fleury joins us. She has written this book. And, oh, the wild adventures she takes us on. L.A., thanks for coming on.
Kate, I am so excited to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
So you told me off the air this was a book that was in the making for quite some time. So before we get into your adventures, what made you decide to write this book?
Okay. I guess when we came back from our trip over 30 years ago and we started telling everyone about the crazy situations we found ourselves in, everyone kept saying, you've got to write a book, you've got to write a book. You know the way people do when you start telling stories. And I said, yeah, one day I'll write a book. And, of course, I don't know why I didn't back then, but, of course, timing is everything, and so I didn't. And then one day I was at work, and I saw this magazine on a coffee table, and I read my stars, and it actually said, if you're thinking of writing that book, now is the time to do it. And I thought, oh, my goodness, the book. So I went into my home office, switched on the computer, and I started to type. And all the memories and stories came flooding back to me. And it was like it was yesterday, and I couldn't stop typing, Kate. It was crazy. And I was actually laughing out loud as I was recalling, I guess, some of the more memorable and hilarious things that happened to us along the way. So it took me all that time to decide, yeah, hey, I'm going to do this now. And it was all because of me reading my stars. Can you believe it?
Love it. So tell us, I'm so excited. Tell us a little bit. We're not going to tell them every story, but give us a couple stories from the book that you really like.
Okay, well, there are a few flashbacks in the book because I had been to the Greek islands previously and met this Greek god, shall we say. So this trip now with my two girlfriends was a few years later, and I decided to go and surprise him, shall we say. So he was still in the same village, and I found out where he was. And, of course, this is seriously well over 30 years later. So he had aged and looked slightly different, not the Greek god that he once was, but still a beautiful man. So I went up to him and I said, "Hey, it's me." And he looked at me with disbelief. And I don't think he registered that we'd met all those years ago and had this wild, crazy fling. So I had a photo of the two of us when we were in our 30s, and I showed him, and you could see it registering in his face as he was looking and going, "Oh, I do remember now." And he said to me, "Come in." He had this shop, this souvenir shop, so he took me inside, and we talked and talked and talked for ages, and it was so fantastic to see him again. He was married, obviously, after all that time, had a couple of grown-up sons, and we just laughed and reminisced, and he actually told me of another Greek guy we knew back in the day who was still in the village, so he sent me off to see him, and that was great fun. You look and you think, how on earth has all this time passed in between? It was crazy. And a couple of funny things happened to us in Venice. We met three policemen, and they said, "Oh, you know, you bellas, you beautiful, you come for a drink with us." But it didn't turn out that they wanted a coffee. Dare I say they wanted a lot more, but you'll have to read the book to find out what they wanted.
And would you suggest that people should have adventures like you did and just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy?
Oh, my goodness, Kate, absolutely. I think it's difficult. It has been difficult to travel during COVID. And I guess that's another reason I think my book is a pretty fun book to read, because I think it helps people escape this COVID world at the moment. And some readers have actually told me that they felt like they were on the journey themselves. And that's what I want readers to experience. I want this book and my story to take them away to beautiful places, the sun shining, everybody's young and happy, and there's no trouble in the world. And I just feel that it's one of those books that will take you away to a little bit of fantasy. But my advice to anyone who can travel, oh, for goodness sake, please travel, because I think that is education. I think if you've traveled, your education is finished. What I mean by that, you get an education by traveling.
Boy, isn't that true. We're speaking with L.A. Fleury, and the name of the book is Europe on a G-String for Summer Lovers Everywhere. After you wrote the book and then you actually had a copy of the book in your hands, what was that feeling like? It had to be tremendous.
Oh, my goodness. It was almost like a dream. I was actually holding almost my life in my hands. It was an incredible feeling. My publisher did a wonderful job. The cover looks fantastic. And I just love everything about the inside of the book. It's beautifully done. So, yes, it was like a very magical moment, Kate, for me to actually hold my story in my hands. And I actually felt quite proud. And I do encourage people who do have a story, please write it. I may have mentioned to you before that at the beginning of my book, it is dedicated, firstly, to my dearly departed parents, and it's also dedicated to everyone who has a story to tell. Please, authors, potential authors out there, I did it, you can. Please sit down and write your story. You will be amazed, and then you will have a magical moment like me holding the book in your hands. It's a great feeling.
Do you think in writing this book and experiencing those adventures decades and decades ago, Europe on a G-String for Summer Lovers Everywhere, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, Do you think that that opened up your mind as you were growing up because you had those experiences and met so many people from different countries? And hey, you, as a young woman, you weren't afraid to go out there and experience things.
Yes, I loved experiencing what I did. As a child, I was always a bit quirky and always wanted to know more, wanted to talk to, I always spoke to strangers. I remember back, because I'm from Liverpool in the UK originally, and back in the day when I was about 5 years old and we had trams, and I was sitting on a seat in front of my mother, and she heard me talking to this lady, and I gave her a sob story that we were very poor. In the end, the lady gave me sixpence, and my mum said, "Oh my goodness, what are you doing?" But I think she quite liked my sort of wit, somewhat artful wit. And I've always been like that. I love talking to strangers. I love befriending people. I like to do good. I like to, yeah, embrace people and their own stories. So I hope people will embrace my story. I really do, because I think they will finish the book and they will feel good. It's a feel-good story. There's a few little iffy bits in there because we did come across some rather interesting situations, shall I say, with various people we met. But it made us stronger. My girlfriend and I had to hitchhike at one stage, and we were told afterwards that someone actually got murdered on that stretch of road only 3 weeks previously. So we did some crazy things, but we lived to survive, and I've lived to tell and write the story.
Boy, no kidding. I love that. So nice to find that out afterwards. Thank goodness, when you were hitchhiking, you didn't know that before.
But you know what, Kate? We still probably would have, knowing us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. How fun. Europe on a G-string for summer lovers everywhere. I love the title. How'd you come up with the title?
We wore G-strings. back in the day, we wore G-strings on the beach. And I guess Europe on a G-string, I guess it just was meant to be. In fact, from the very start, when I thought to myself, when everyone said to me, "You've got to write a book," I thought, yeah, you know what? I will. And it's going to be called Europe on a G-string. And 30-odd years later, here it is. It's happened.
Absolutely. You nailed it. You nailed this book. You nailed the title. You nailed everything about it. Europe on a G-string for summer lovers everywhere. L.A. Fleury, what a delight to speak with you. You can just feel that energy.
Kate, it's been an absolute delight to speak with you. You are amazing. Everybody loves you and everyone speaks so highly of you. So I'm so grateful to you for allowing me some time on your show and to chat with you. I'm so grateful to you for that.
And it was, again, wonderful to have you on the show. And just a reminder to everybody, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, pick it up. It's a perfect read for the beach, for the train, for just sitting somewhere cozy in your house. And
Absolutely. It's great for a short plane ride somewhere or, as you say, anywhere. Sitting at home when it's raining, you can take yourself away to Europe into the sunshine.
That's what I'm going to do. So thank you so much, L.A. Fleury.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great day, and thank you so much.
Perfect timing for L.A. Fleury's novel, isn't it, when you think of beach and beach reads and going to the beach and the fun and frolicking that now we're starting to see that people really, really long for. And there she is talking about what the experiences were like. I love the title of that book, too. When you think of you think of just having fun, relaxing and being on a beach somewhere. By the way, that could be man or woman for sure. So we thank L.A. Fleury for joining us on the show.
Ever feel
completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nagin Fatima joins us from Dubai, and she's got such an interesting story. I mean, this is an accomplished woman. Think architect, interior designer, then having to take a back seat in her career because of some personal reasons, and then spiraling into depression. Her kids played a big role in turning her life around. She lost weight. She really delved into self-love and self-care, which I think so many women and so many people in general are missing. So her book is what she describes to me off air, and I agree, a one-stop shop. Let's turn it around, people. Nagin, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you coming on and talking about, I think, a subject that so many people are lacking, that self-love and that self-care. So tell us about your story and why you wrote the book.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's an honor to be with you, an Emmy Award winner. I am really grateful that you have me here. Why I shared this book was because I wanted to share my own journey. Like you very well put it, I was an architect and an interior designer. I still am, and I still freelance. But I had to take a back seat. And I had a very effective career, and I was a very ambitious and a creative person. But because I had to take a back seat and I was not prepared for it, like you said, I went into a spiral and it took a toll on me, and I got into depression, gained 20 kilos. It was a bad scene. I was in a dark place. But then my kids and my siblings, they were my pillars, and they pulled me out of it. And I got into the journey of self-love and self-care and grooming and loving myself and transforming myself. And my journey was very successful. And I wanted to share this journey with all the women out there because I wanted to inspire, impact, and empower all of them. All that I had, I needed to share. And I wanted to make my pain into purpose, like Jay Shetty says, make your pain into purpose. So that's why. And the calling came from God, actually. The nudge, that last nudge that I needed, that came from God. And I really, he nudged me into sharing my information to all these beautiful women out there.
And the name of the book is Alchemize Yourself, which I love the title. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So tell us more about Alchemize Yourself. We crack it open. What will we find in the book?
The book is really, like I said, it's multifaceted. It has got a lot of information. If you want to transform and alchemize is a fancy word for transformation. So this book has nutrition in it. It has health and fitness, it has beauty, it has anti-aging, it has makeup, fashion, grooming. It also has depth and dimension as a chapter and final words of wisdom. So it's actually a complete transformation of your persona, you know, to bring your best version forward to the world. It's just a entire package, I would say, and a must read. It's very easily available, one click. It's available on Amazon, amazon.com. All you have to, I've shared the link, and it's just one click away. So I would think it's a must read.
What was it like for you to come through on the other end? Because to go through the depression, to gain weight, and then to completely alchemize yourself, transform yourself. You're very beautiful and you have just a wonderful spirit about you for everybody listening. What was it like to come through that? You must feel wonderful right now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all the compliments. Yes, it took a lot of effort and pulling yourself out from a space of darkness was not easy, but my kids, they wanted to see their cheerful mom again. I mean, they were upset. They didn't know what was happening. So, and, you know, I had to be the mom, and they were very small, and I had to be the mom there. So, and my siblings, they are my pillars. They stood by me, and they helped me pull myself through. And, yeah, and a lot of self-work was required. Everybody's there, but it is you at the end who has to pull yourself through. So I said first thing is to lose weight and get my biomarkers and health in order. So that was the first step that I took. I joined a gym, I hired a trainer, and I started losing weight, and my biomarkers were better, my health was improved, I didn't need any medication for my depression, and I started reading books, buying books, I started taking up classes, and my friends, you know, when I started, wearing good makeup and accessorizing myself and carrying myself in an appropriate way, my friends wanted information from me. So I actually took classes at home about makeup and accessories and, in short, even fashion designing, like my book offers. My book offers a lot, even for according to the shape of a woman, like if you're a pear shape, if you're an apple shape, if you're an hourglass, according to seasons and everything, because I tried it, and it's my own journey, and yeah, I took a lot of effort. I started watching many YouTube channels to inspire myself, following a lot of, motivators and mentors on Instagram. Yeah, it was a lot of work, but I made it, and so can all you beautiful women out there. I made it. It took me like a year to get out of it altogether. But I made it, and I have shared my journey. I've given step-by-step information as to how you can transform your entire persona. And I feel strong and beautiful inside out. And it took me a long time. It was hard, but I made it.
You made it. I love that. So what do you hope people take away from Alchemize Yourself? What do you hope people that read it will walk away knowing, thinking, and doing?
I would say, again, the very same things. The takeaway is you can make it wherever you are, whatever stage you're in. You don't have to be in depression. You could be any other woman. You could be any woman out there who wants to transform and bring the best version of yourself forward to the world, to feel empowered, to feel good in your own skin, to improve your health, to improve your biomarkers, to get the body you want. This is my thing. This is my mission, my purpose, my everything.
Right.
It's just very reasonable. And I wanted this information to be very easily accessible to everyone, and it's just a click away and just a few dollars, it's an ebook and it's on Amazon, the biggest platform, and very easily accessible. I have a website. So wherever in the world you are, you can just go to my website and, it's naginfatima5000.wixsite.com/health-and-fitness. And you have whichever part of the world you're in, is just a click away. And it's just a click
away. That easy. I love it. Yeah. It's a perfect place to end this. Just a click away. And that's what I feel like. It's that easy if you just do that. Alchemize Yourself. Great book. Nagin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Gabe. It was a pleasure being with you.
I really like Nagin's journey because I think so many people are stuck in a rut. So many women are stuck in a rut where they keep going round and round and round, and they take care of everybody and everything around them, but they're not taking care of themselves. And ultimately, you have to have that self-love, that self-care. We keep hearing those words, like, what does that mean, self-care, self-love? And her explanation, I think, was a good explanation. Whatever form that takes for you, which can mean a lot of different things. You don't have to do the same things that she did. You can do different things. But whatever it is that makes you feel whole, that makes you feel 100%, where you just put that one foot in front of the other and you start to change the way you're looking at things, the way that you're thinking about things, is so, so significant, especially in the world we live in now, because it's easy to get caught up in all the rigmarole of the craziness, of the chaos. And even though some people feel like, well, didn't things just slow down? They didn't slow down. In fact, if anything, they've sped up and they're speeding up. So you got to hang on with both hands. So very, very interesting. We thank her for that interview and all of you for listening to this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.